Your nomination, awesome as I find it, has not enlarged my capacity. So I am profoundly grateful and emboldened by their comradeship and their fealty, and I have been deeply moved by their expressions of goodwill and of support. And I cannot, my friends, resist the urge to take the one opportunity that has been afforded me to pay my humble respect to a very great and good American, whom I am proud to call my kinsman, Alvin Barkley of Kentucky. Let me say, too, that I have been heartened by the conduct of this convention. You have argued and disagreed because, as Democrats, you care and you care deeply. But you have disagreed and argued without calling each other liars and thieves, without despoiling our best tradition. You have not spoiled our best traditions in any naked struggles for power. And you have written a platform that neither equivocates, contradicts, nor evades. You have restated our party record, its principles and its purposes, in language that none can mistake, and with a firm confidence in justice, freedom, and peace on earth that will raise the hearts and the hopes of mankind for that distant day when no one rattles a saber and no one drags the chains.